Texas, listening.
The KC2DQV, listening.
KQC, is that correct?
Call here is KC2DQV, name here is Bob, over.
Oh, DQV, name here is Dave, good morning, calls are Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra HXS, I'm in Greer.
In Gray Cart, you're coming in really good down here.
And that we're talking on is up in Cedar's Head, quite a few miles away from both of us.
Optimal setup here. I've got a mobile unit in the house with a small power supply and a mobile antenna stuck on my HVAC unit outside about 3 feet off the ground.
That's definitely some backwoods of ham radioing. Yeah, this repeater is up on Caesar's Head, and it's got some serious height on it. I've got a dual band antenna mounted up on my house. I'm only running about 30 watts or so. I got an ICOM. I'm talking to an ICOM 706, and waiting on a friend of mine. He drove down from New York yesterday. Hopefully he gets on the radio soon.
People are driving down from New York. I drove down from there almost 8 years ago and never looked back.
I'm what they consider a halfback because I drove down to Florida 22 years ago, and then we moved up here 2 years ago and didn't look back either way.
Wife's sister and her husband moved to a place outside of Orlando about 20 years ago. They love it down there.
I'm not fully retired just yet. I got a few more years. I'm still working. We moved up here out of Florida 2 years ago, and I'm in the HVAC business. So I'm going to continue that for about another 2 years or so, and that's going to be it for me.
My magnet mount on the HVAC unit out there is not going to cause any harm to the unit, is it?
Is it in clear view? Obviously it's up against the house. Just don't put too much power out. I don't know what you have. Is it a heat pump or do you have gas heat? The only thing I would be concerned about would be the control board outside in that unit.
That I don't use high power. I'm using about watts.
It was talking to me for a second. Say that again, please.
Yeah, low power. That's about 20 FTS.
Ripping out. I don't know what's going on, but maybe the AC came on. just be careful how much power you put out. I mean, I know the antennas are omnidirectional, but might want to try and raise it somewhere. Maybe get one of those little clip type mounts and put it up on the gutter.
Try that. Get a little higher. Maybe won't have to use as much power to get out.
You're down in Gray Court. My gosh, you're like a half an hour south of me.
We're between Gray Court and Hickory Tavern.
It is off of Highway 14, I think 221 down there.
Yeah, we're between Gray Court and Hickory Tavern.
I heard a little bit, then you kind of broke up at the end. I'm gonna sign with you. I'm gonna go in listening mode in case my buddy is trying to get a hold of me. I gotta go grab my phone. He should be awake by now, I hope. They drove into the night to get down here. So you have a good day, Bob. This is KB2HXS.
Have a fine day, KB2HXS. This is KC2DQV. Bye bye.
All right, KC2 DQV 73. We'll talk to you later.
Welcome to Tango Mobile.
2HXS. Yeah, I'm just stepping away from the radio for a few minutes, waiting on a friend of mine to get over here. You have a good day.
right. I was listening in, so I wasn't jumping in because you had a good conversation going. No, I'm just motoring around. I've got to run errands this morning. Just threw my call out. Talk to you later, Dave. W2T.
All right, good enough, Rusty. We'll catch you later. Yeah, I got to prep a little here. I got to get a pot of coffee up and get a few things going. So we'll catch you later. W2T, KB2HXS.